Two small fires in the Alder Point area were likely sparked by downed power lines, prompting a response from local volunteer fire departments and CAL FIRE. Jeremy Ward, battalion chief with CAL FIRE's Humboldt Del Norte unit, shared an overview of the incident with KMUD News.
Earlier today, there was a report of a vegetation fire in the Alder Point area, and our responding resources were alerted while responding that there was possibly power lines down in the area. Firefighters did arrive at scene and find one small fire initially, about 10 foot by 10 foot in size, and that had been extinguished by the homeowner. While they were there at scene, they later determined there had been a second fire in the same area, also related, and that fire was about 6 foot by 6 foot in size. So both pretty small fires. Fortunately, while the conditions and fuels were not very receptive, but we are looking at some warmer, drier, and windier weather coming up.
Both fires were quickly extinguished, but the battalion chief cautioned that if civilians come across a downed power line, they should always assume it is live.
We as a department always consider those lines as energized and very dangerous until the utility companies confirm to us that they are dead and grounded. So according to PG&E's website, they suggest maintaining at least 25 feet away from any downed power line. Our folks, we try and stay even further than that.
Energized downed power lines can jump or arc, which is extremely dangerous. When a power line is live and touches the ground, it can create a voltage gradient around the point of contact. This can cause electricity to travel through the ground, a hazard known as step potential. If a conductive object, like a tree limb, metal fence, or even wet ground is nearby, the current can arc or jump through the air towards it. Arcing can also occur if the line is moving, or if something or someone comes within close proximity, even without direct contact. And with peak fire season approaching, CAL FIRE is encouraging folks to be extra vigilant in preventing new fire starts.
Folks need to be considering the things that they're doing while they're out, either working or recreating or traveling through wildland areas. Because the majority of fires are human-caused, and a lot of times they're events that are preventable. So if folks remember the conditions, and especially as far as weather and things like that, they need to consider that in their actions and what they're doing and maybe think, okay, you know, maybe this isn't a good weekend for me to burn this burn pile. Maybe I can, you know, wait till another time where the winds are going to be less and the relative humidity will be higher and things like that. So the big thing is just consider what you're doing and think about how your actions could have unintended consequences. So especially right now, like I said, this weekend, we're looking at some hot weather coming up, followed by some periods of wind across a number of counties. And wind is one of those ones that it can really impact a vegetation fire and cause fires to increase much larger in size than they would have without all that influence.
The National Weather Service in Eureka has issued a heat advisory spanning from Lake and Mendocino counties to Humboldt, Trinity, and areas further inland. Notably, just north of Humboldt in Siskiyou County, evacuation orders and warnings were issued about an hour before news time due to the Juniper fire burning near Mount Shasta. It's another reminder that fire season is upon us, and hot weather and wind can quickly turn a small spark into a large incident. Helpful tips on how to prevent catastrophic wildfires or how to protect your home and family can be found online at readyforwildfire.org. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Lauren Schmidt.